This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Ameren Missouri and Westinghouse executives have presented plans to the State Public Service Commission to build small modular nuclear reactors, also known as SMRs. The two companies are pursuing up to $452 million in federal grants to build up to five SMRs at Ameren's Callaway County plant near Fulton. CEO Warren Baxter told state utility regulators the project would be a game changer for Missouri's economy.
There are 9,500 direct jobs for just one 225 modular reactor and 9,000 indirect jobs. And we believe approximately 250 to 300 permanent jobs would be at the plant site for one reactor. That's our estimate today. And of course, that will be refined as we continue to move along.
Kevin Gunn, chairman of the Public Service Commission, says they're interested in the project even though the commission has no authority over it. The Department of Energy is expected to announce who will get the grants in September. Missouri gross domestic product growth was stagnant in the year 2011. That's according to a new report released Tuesday by the Federal Bureau of Economic Analysis, or BEA. As Jacob McClellan reports from Cape Girardeau, the report found that Missouri's GDP was essentially unchanged between the years 2010 and 2011.
The real estate and construction sectors both faced sharp declines. Agriculture took a 9% hit. Bruce Domelslicky is an economist at Southeast Missouri State University. He says several factors contribute to sluggish growth, such as lack of demand for goods and services.
Retail sales haven't grown as fast in Missouri as they have elsewhere, which is probably due to many factors. Employment growth has been kind of slow. Income growth has been a little bit slower than average. So you put all that together and it tends to kind of hold things back a bit.
Missouri Department of Economic Development spokesman John Fougere cautions the report is only an estimate, and he expects the BEA to revise Missouri's numbers upwards later in the year. He points to Missouri's lower than the national average unemployment rate, a better job creation record than any neighboring state, and growth in exports. I'm Jacob McClellan.
Cattle theft is on the rise in Missouri. KPIA's Megan Johnson has this report.
In late May, thieves stole 13 cows from a Walnut Grove, Missouri farm. Rural Greene County in southwest Missouri has reported at least four cattle rustling cases with more than 100 missing cows this year. Marketing and Commodities Director Kelly Smith of the Missouri Farm Bureau says cattle rustling is a problem that has recently resurfaced.
It kind of peaked itself out probably in 2008-9, went away and has come back again. Where we see cattle rustling take place, typically southwest Missouri, is where we see it happen a lot.
Smith says southwest Missouri sees thefts more often because the industry is heavy there, but the problem spans the whole state. Jason Clark is the rural crime sergeant from the Missouri Highway Patrol. He says high cattle prices and a struggling economy are to blame.
Since the cattle prices are up, certainly that's the whole reason for the theft, would to be sell those. And upon doing so, all the money taken in would be pure profit for the thieves.
The Missouri legislature created a livestock and farm protection task force in 2009 to address the issue. But Smith says cattle rustling is easy, and as long as economic times are tough and cattle prices are high, thefts will continue. Megan Johnson, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.